gospel soul, breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Janice Jackson Ministry website. That's at www.janicejacksonministry.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Is that all right? Listen, can I have some church for just about 5 minutes in here? Can I have some church for 5 minutes? If I could have some church that say, "Sing, Bishop!" Just in case there's a few dignified folk in the building today, we come by and we thank you and we bless you too. But sometimes when I think about the goodness that God has done for me, God Almighty in this place, I can't help but give God some praise in him. Anybody feel like me that know that God is good? Let me hear you say it. Oh, I'm feeling good now. I'm feeling good now. Listen, I got one more question. Anybody here that just been through pure hell and you know that God has brought you out? If that's you, let me hear you say, "Thank God!"
Yeah.
clap your hands. Come on, come on, come on.
I feel the mood.
See ya!
Can you hear it? Welcome back. Oh, there we go. Yeah, we are having a little technical difficulties, you know. Amen. But to God be glory for the great things that he has done. We're going to keep it moving. Praise God. Amen. Let you know what's going on in your weather in just a few minutes. You're listening to My Gospel Soul, where we're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the word of God. Hallelujah. I mean, you know, there is none like him in all the earth. Praise God. Amen. It makes his face to shine upon us and be gracious to us and to give us peace. And lift up his countenance. Hallelujah. Amen. To God be the glory. Amen. For today, amen, whether it's sunny, highs around 60, east winds 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. For Thursday night, partly cloudy with a chance of showers in the evening, then mostly cloudy with showers with a slight chance of thunderstorms after midnight. Not as cool with lows around 50 east wind, 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour. The chance of rain is at 90%. On Friday, it's going to be cloudy with showers in the morning, then partly sunny in the afternoon, highs around 60, northeast winds 15 to 20 miles per hour with gusts up to 30 miles per hour, becoming northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour with gusts up to, it's going to be windy, amen. The chance of rain, again, is at 90%. It's going to rain, sure going to rain. This is Friday, partly cloudy Friday night, in the, it's going to be partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly clear. Patchy fog after midnight, lows in the lower 40s, northeast winds around 5 miles per hour. When you tune in Friday, we will let you know, amen, what's going on for your beautiful, beautiful weekend. Today we are talking about moments, amen. Proudful moments, glory to God, amen. Knowing, amen, that God is in full control, but it's important, amen, hallelujah, to just take our time. I know we are caught up in the hustle and bustle of every day, amen. We are caught up, amen, but I'm here to tell you, amen, just take out a couple minutes just to tell him thank you. We're going to get into our scripture reading, which will be in Luke 12 and 25, amen, and I hope it encourages your spirit, amen. Now, here's our favorite statement. Do you know that God favors you today?
My Gospel Soul favorite statement. God favors me today. God honors me today. I am a success today. I have God's special favor on me today. He makes his face to shine upon me today. He is gracious to me today. I am someone very special with the Lord. I like people, and they like me. I am flowing in God's love, and others are receiving healing, both in mind and body, through my life and ministry. I am growing in the Lord. I am waxing strong in spirit. I am growing in wisdom, and I have favor with God and man. I obtain favor in the sight of all who look upon me. I shall have favor today with people. I will meet nice people today. I shall have good relationships with people today. I shall favor and honor others today. I will be a blessing to the Lord. I will be a blessing to others. I am a person of prayer. God is bringing me into favor and success today. Confess favor with people, businesses, your family, friends, city, boss, and co-workers, and everyone you come in contact with. This has been My Gospel Soul's favor statement. God bless.
Amen, amen. Welcome back. Hallelujah. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. Amen. He is our Lord and Savior. Amen. And we dedicate, amen, our daily life to him. I know we can go to church on Sunday. Amen. We can roll under the pews. Amen. Jump and shout. But the dedication comes in is when nobody's looking. Are you yet praising him? It's called integrity. Are you yet, amen, holding up the bloodstained banner? Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's been so good to us. I cannot tell it all. How you doing, Pastor Isaac? You here? You on the line?
I'm fine. How are you doing today, Pastor?
I'm doing good. Amen. Excited about this topic today. We're going to be talking about prayerful moments. Amen. We're going to be talking about just taking out time throughout the day, amen, how important it is to take out, you know, even if it's just a couple of minutes, amen. Even if it's, you know, God put something on your heart, you got to go, if you're at work, you got to just take a break, go to the restroom, amen, and just spend that time with the Lord. It's important, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Our scripture today is Luke 12 and 25. Amen. I like to, the book I'm reading from is not in the King James Version, so when I read it, it may sound a bit different. It says, Jesus said, how can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your span of life? What he was saying was, amen, hallelujah, we worry too much. Come on, hallelujah. We worry too much. You're worrying, yo, if I need to do that, none of that, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, has anything to do with faith. None of that has anything to do, amen, with God moving on your behalf. I heard somebody say he may not come when you want him, but he's right on time. We have to learn how to trust God, amen, hallelujah. And I titled this prayerful moments because sometimes our faith is challenged and we need to learn how to break away. We need to learn how to just go into sometimes a silent prayer. Amen. And in that brief moment, God can increase your faith. Glory to God. Amen. Because I know it's been some hard things that have come, amen, across my doorstep and everything. But being able to call on the name of Jesus. I didn't have a long prayer. I didn't have eloquent words. I just said, Jesus, hallelujah, amen. And it may not have done anything for other folks, but that moment I needed strength. I needed reassurance. I needed, amen, hallelujah, a touch from the Lord. Hallelujah. And so prayerful moments, it could be just step to the side or separate yourself, amen, and allow God, amen, to strengthen you at that moment. Pastor Isaac, you know, what can you say about taking out time for prayer?
Most definitely, it's important to take out time for prayer. A lot of times that we go through our life's struggles and things, and the weight of the world is on our shoulders. But so just calling on the name of Jesus will lift up. The Bible said that one can send 10,000 to flight. Just imagine calling on the name of Jesus and God begin to send all his angels on your behalf. When we weak, he strengthens us. By calling on the name of Jesus. A lot of times we don't have to quote every scripture in the Bible, and we don't have to do this, but just calling on Jesus' name, and it's power in the name of Jesus, and it's healing in the name of Jesus, it's deliverance in the name of Jesus. It ain't about a long, drawn-out prayer all the time. It's about a God. He looks and searches the intent of your heart. And if it's sincere, that's when God answers.
Amen. Amen. It's sincere. Praise God. And I thank God for Pastor Isaac being on the air today. It's always good to have someone to go back and forth with on this word. And it's true. It's true, praise God. Can you hear me, Pastor Isaac?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yeah, it's important, praise God, amen, to understand the intimacy, the relationship you have with God. You know, sometimes we act as though we don't understand that God hears us, that God cares about us. He cares about every area of your life, amen. And sometimes we try to figure out, why am I going through this? Why is this in my life? Did I do something wrong? No, listen, just call on him. Just call on him. And sometimes we feel like we're not worthy. We feel like what we did was too heavy or too bad or you know. But the word of God says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Glory to God. He will direct your path. Hallelujah. I want you to know, amen, that God loves you. Praise God. Amen. He loves you. And don't let the enemy, praise God, get you so caught up or off track that you forget to call on him. I've heard many people say, well, you know, I was going through and I forgot. I was crying. I was in the midst of it. Amen. Glory to God. But listen, in the midst of it, call on. Like I say, if you can't say a word, what that song, Pastor Isaac? If I can't say a word, I'll just raise my hand.
Just wave my hand.
Amen. Pastor Isaac, is there anything, you know, I mean, just sharing on that, you know, people that may feel like that they are too far gone and that God won't hear them. What can you say to a person that's listening right now that may think, well, I'm not in the church. Or I'm not, you know, what would you say?
First of all, I want to encourage everybody that's not saved that God has came. He didn't come for the saints. He came for the sinners. And then all in our lives, we were all sinners at one time. We all still sin, and the Bible says that if we don't sin, we are liar. And the thing about it is that it's nothing to the Bible said that we can push boldly before his throne of grace where we may obtain mercy. We can push our way, sinner or saved, to the throne room of Christ. And we lay our sins at the altar, and God, he will give us that mercy. See, mercy and grace is attained anyway because he loves us, not because of what we're worthy of or that we know him so much or because of who we are. It's because we are his children. And the Bible said that he didn't He came for the whole world to be saved. That's why he got on the cross. He didn't come for just the Jews. He didn't come for the for anybody else. He came for the Jews as well as the Gentiles, as well as everybody. So therefore, as long as we have breath in our body, we can call on the name of the Lord. And the word of God says, they that call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's nothing too hard for God. It's no sin that's too massive that God will not hear you, and he's not just to forgive. God is a gracious God, and the Bible says that his grace is sufficient. His grace is enough because he got on the cross for our past, our present, and he knew that we were going to mess up in the future. That's why grace stepped on in. When I can look back and I can say when I was in my situation and in my mess and I was going through some things, I called on the name of the Lord, and I can see God in the spiritual realm, tapping on an angel called mercy and nudging that angel called grace and said, okay, my child is crying out. Go to his defense. Go see about him. Go bring him out of the muck and the miry clay. Amen. So it's nothing too hard for God. There's no sin that God cannot forgive because his blood dripped on Calvary's cross for our sins. Amen.
Amen. Amen. For our sins, praise God. Amen. And it's so true, praise God. It is so true, Lord of God. Amen. And my heart goes out, amen, for those that have been seeking a way out, praise God. You have been tormented. And Pastor Isaac, I've been watching the stuff that's going on social media and the things that's happening in people's lives. And I vaguely or barely see people saying, well, get saved, give your life to Christ. You know, God, I barely see people sharing, amen, the way out. Because he's the way, amen. We had so many reports of suicide last year, and the year before that, and suicide is just taking lives, not just children, but it's adults that's taking themselves out of here, praise God. And I just wanted to talk about prayer because it's the key, amen. It's the key, glory to God. But ultimately want you to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. I ultimately want you to open up your heart to God and let him in. Hallelujah. You're tormented, God, trying to be like other people, trying to have what other people have, trying to look like other people. It's so many people destroyed their faces and their bodies trying to compete with the things of this world. Amen. Hallelujah. But I'm here to tell you that God loves you. Amen. He loves you, praise God. And he wants to hear from you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So if you are so somebody that needs, you feel like you're searching for something or something's missing, we're telling you what it is today. Amen. It's salvation. It's Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen.
It's Jesus Christ. Now, while we're talking about salvation too, I want to talk because we're in a new year, and I like talking about regular everyday things. I'm talking about alcoholism. Come on. I'm talking about adultery. I'm talking about fornication. I'm talking about things that we need to get delivered from. Lying, backbiting, sowing seeds of discord. Amen. And y'all know you're saying, what does this have to do with self-involvement? Because I want to deal with the reality of your life. When people are not around,
amen.
What's your challenge? What's your challenge? Is it drugs? Is it alcohol? What's your challenge? Amen. Because some people self-medicating. And I know people are saying, are you talking to the sinner? I'm talking to everybody. I'm talking to everybody.
Amen.
From what we see in the news, amen, we're hearing about pastors drinking and partying and doing all kinds of stuff, you know. So I'm talking to everybody right now. What's that vice? What is that thing that the enemy has gotten hooked into you, you know? What is it? What is it? We want to pray for you today. We want to hear your testimony of deliverance, you know. But the first thing we have to do is confess. Come on, amen. First thing we have to do is confess. Lord, I am a sinner. Hallelujah. Lord, I did this, I did that. Lord, I need forgiveness. Lord, I'm asking you for forgiveness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. That could be your prayerful moment. If you're at work right now and you're listening in a playback or wherever you're listening at, bow your head real quick. Amen. Hallelujah. Some of you are still at lunch right now.
Amen.
Bow your head real quick and just say, Lord, forgive me. Lord, I backslid. Lord, I turned away from you. And Lord, I need you to forgive me today. Hallelujah. I need you to forgive me for my sin. I need you to forgive me for my anger. I need you to forgive me for my bitterness. I need you to forgive me, hallelujah, for the hatred that I have in my heart towards people. Come on. I need you to forgive me, Father God. And Lord, help me to forgive others. Glory to God. I'm going to look up the Lord's Prayer. I'm going to let Pastor Isaac talk for a little while. I'm going to look up the Lord's Prayer because I like reading it word for word so that we can understand that God loves us and he can deliver. So I'm going to give it to Pastor Isaac right quick while I look up.
Amen. I just want to say that it's a difference between the Bible. It rains on the just as well as the unjust. But the thing about it is, the just live by faith, knowing that the Bible says that if this doctrine be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. For the god of this world has blinded their minds. This world is at an uproar. We going through some things that we never seen before. People are doing all kind of things in the church, out the church, but we have to stand on the total doctrine of Christ and know that it's uncompromising, as the old folks used to say. We have to stand up and start sounding the alarm and pulling coattails, because the word of God says iron sharpens iron. The just shall live by faith, knowing that God got us in every situation of our lives. Even though the world is falling and shambles all around us, we can stand 10 toes down, rooted and planted in the word of God, that he said that he'll never leave us nor forsake us, that he'll be with us until the ends of the earth, that he'll have his angels to take charge over us. We stand 10 toes down, not worrying, because he said in Psalms 91 that he'll hide us in that secret place. When the enemy come in like a flood, he'll lift up a standard against us. When the fiery darts come around, that he give us a shield of protection around it. That's why we stand firm and believe that God is our everything. He's our Jehovah Gabor. He fights with those who fight against us. He protects us. So that's why we can go to bed with less worries and less things that we thinking about, because we know that God is our all in all. He's the great I am. He's everything we need and then some. Amen.
Amen. Amen. He's everything, God all in all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So in Matthew 6:19-13, praise God, he gives us a specific way to pray. Amen. He says, after this manner, therefore pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven. Glory to God. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. Amen. So he's showing us, praise God, in this first scripture. Amen. Hallelujah. That he belongs to us and we belong to them. He's talking to his children. Glory to God. Amen. And when we pray, amen, we have to acknowledge who he is. Glory to God. Holy is your name. Glory to God. Magnificent is your name. Hallelujah. Your name represents power. Glory to God. In verse 10, it says, thy kingdom come. Hallelujah. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Come on, in earth as it is in heaven. Now, when he talks about his kingdom, glory to God, and I tell people, I say, you gotta really, amen, read this prayer so you can understand what you, when you pray, what you're calling for. It says, thy kingdom come. Lord, whatever is in the kingdom, I need it to come down. Come on, hallelujah. Healing is in the kingdom. I need it to come down. Glory to God. Peace is in the kingdom.
That's
I need
it.
It to come down. Finances, riches, wealth is in the kingdom. I need it to come down. Your kingdom come. Hallelujah. Your will be done on in earth as it is in heaven. Glory to God. So you're saying, Lord, I need your kingdom here. Huh, my God, hallelujah.
Amen.
However you do things, amen, in the kingdom, I need it here. Glory to God. Give us this day our daily bread. Lord, I think not on how I'm going to eat or where I'm going to sleep. Glory to God, because I know that you got me. Hallelujah. But not only in the natural, glory to God, but spiritually. Give me my, Lord, I need my daily bread. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I need to, I want to make it through this day. I give this, you know, one thing I learned, praise God, and serving God is commanding my morning. Hallelujah. When you get up in the morning, amen, that first fruit of that day, what you say out of your mouth, glory to God, when you pray, amen, you give that day back to God. Do you command that day? Amen. Hallelujah. Do you pray over, pour over into this day? Amen. Glory to God. Do you say, Lord, today I will be a blessing? Lord, I will testify today. I will tell somebody who you are. Lord, I will be a witness. Come on. Hallelujah. Lord, today, amen, we'll bring this day under your mighty hand. Hallelujah. Give us this day our daily bread, but do you command your day? Hallelujah. Those that are listening, just take a couple of notes. Praise God. Amen. I also have a video, praise God, where we can come in the morning, so I'll be sending that out soon. Amen. In verse 12, it says, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. My God. If you don't forgive, he won't forgive you. Amen. Hallelujah. Forgive us our debts. Forgive
Amen.
Us what we owe people. Because we be crying out, Lord, they owe me. Lord, get them. We sick Jesus on anybody and everybody. But what about what we owe folk? Come on. Hallelujah. What we owe folk. It's some folk, praise God, amen, that wanted your attention, wanted your time. Come on. It's some folk, because I know as a mother, amen, sometimes my kids will tell me, Mama, I needed you here. I wasn't even paying attention. Mama, I needed you right here. Mama, when I was a kid, this happened, and I needed you right here. Lord, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. So this ain't just about money. Hallelujah. It's not just about money. Glory to God. It's some folk that feel you owe them. You owe me respect. You owe me time. You owe me, you know. And you can't cover everybody, but you can, amen, with this prayer, amen. It says, lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever, amen. Pastor Isaac, you want to say anything on that? I know God has showed you something while I was reading through here.
Amen, amen. I want to touch a little bit about that kingdom. See, the kingdom of God is the power source. It is where all the power and the blessings flow. And see, when we get into that prayer life where we be able to pull heaven down and let it touch earth. In other words, what I'm saying is when you begin to pray, the Bible says the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. When you begin to pray, you actually reach it up into the realm of unreality, of things that you cannot see, and you pull in heaven down to earth, and it manifests in the physical realm. In other words, what I'm saying is the anointing of God is at full fruition in your lives and your prayer. When you begin to pray, you begin bringing down the power source into full fruition in your life. And when the anointing of God is at your life, there's healing in the name of Jesus. There's deliverance. There's power. There's chains being broken. There's prosperity. There's everything in that kingdom. And see, the thing about it is that it's already been done in heaven over 3,000 years ago. Our prayer and what our walk is. That's why he said worship him in spirit and truth. Our lifestyles and our prayer begin to reach up into something that we can't see and grab hold to it and bring it down into the earth realm. That's where the blessings begin to be manifested. That's when healing becomes manifested. That's when salvation becomes manifested. When it's already done up there in heaven, God just waiting on us to allow it to manifest on earth. And that's the, it's like a Christmas. We just had the Christmas holidays, and when we were younger, we seen everything under that tree, and we wanted to go under that tree. And every day we nudged and we begged, can we open up something? Can we open up something? And that's how God is with our prayer life. He already done it for us. The presence has already been wrapped under the tree for us. But as our Father, it pleases him to us to come nudge on him and say, could I have it, Daddy? Could you bless me with this, Daddy? Could you do this for me, Daddy? And he said, okay, child, yeah, you can have it. Go under that tree and open up what you like. And that's the thing. God has already set the blessings of God before us. Deliverance was already obtainable when he got on that cross. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of his peace is upon us. He was whooped for our peace. He was bruised for our sins, for our healing. He said, by his stripes, we are already healed. The presence has already been wrapped up under the tree called Calvary. And the gifts was already presented to us. All God asked us to do is to come ask him, could I open it? Come ask him, could I receive it? And he will give it to us, because the Bible says that he give it to us pressed down, shaken together, and overflowing. God want to bless us, but we have to allow God's blessing to be manifested in the earth realm. And that's through our prayer. We was talking about today on the prayer line, without faith, it's impossible to please God. If we go and lift just that bar, that weight, I say about a weight, a weight bar is 45 pounds. And it might be heavy to some, but as we continue to lift that 45 pounds, it begins to get easier on us and easier to us. And faith is, we got to keep putting a little bit of weight on them. And the more weight we put on it, the more we'll be able to lift. And the things that we couldn't lift on yesterday, with our faith and our prayer, we'll be able to lift on today. And the things that had us bound down on yesterday, we'll be able to lift those things out of our life with ease. And that's the power of prayer. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, it is. Glory to God. The powerful word today. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. The importance of your prayer life. Amen. And I know people, we're so busy today. I'm going to just go here. We're so busy today. Oh, I got to do this. I got to go. I got to. And a week will pass. Because y'all know the days are shorter now. You know, when I was a kid, we saw stars in the sky and it took a long time to get through the day. Now the days just pass. It's passing us by. And you look up and it's a week. It's 2 weeks. Then it's a month and you haven't laid out before God. Your prayer life, and I always tell people this, prayer is your conversation with God. The meditation, amen, is his conversation with you, praise God. If you go to Psalms 1, praise God, It talks about the blessed man, praise God. And it gives you the recipe, amen, hallelujah, that you need, amen, hallelujah, amen, to be blessed, glory to God. So in your studies this week, amen, well, the rest of this week because we got one day left, go read Psalms 1, praise God. Go read it, amen. It talks about, amen, the blessed man and what he does and what he does not do, praise God, and it'll bless your life. Praise God, amen. I've had a wonderful time air today, praise God, and I feel in my spirit, amen, to pray for souls today. Glory to God, amen. But the anointing for that, praise God, today is on Pastor. So I'm going to ask Pastor to reach out for souls, praise God, in our closing prayer. Amen. I give it over to you, Pastor Isaac.
Amen, amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we bind up the hands of the enemy right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, you said whatever be bound on earth is also bound in heaven, Father. Father God, we come against the spirit of suicide, the spirit of depression. Father God, we cast down every vain imagination. We take captive every vain imagination that exalts itself above the knowledge of you, God. Father God, we pray for peace to fall in homes. Father God, we pray, Father God, heal, deliver, set free, Father God. Father God, send your salvation, Father God, throughout the highways and the byways, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, you said it is no sin greater than the other, Father God. Father God, forgive us of our sins, Father God, our trespasses, Father God. Father God, we thank you on today for salvation. We thank you for being able to push boldly before your throne. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, we come against the spirit of Lola Boy, everything that's unglorified in your life, Father God. Father God, we speak against the spirit of Lola Boy. We call forth, Father God, your praise, your worship, Father God. We want to be honored, Father God, in your sight, Father God. Father God, and we know, Father God, that your word, Father God, washes all sin, Father God, and make us honorable through your word, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for sending your spirit, Father God, to teach us, to guide us, to illuminate things in our lives, Father God, that's unpleasing to you. Father God, we pray right now by the sound of our voices, Father God, that everybody that hears us, Father God, on the air today, Father God, Father God, set conviction in our hearts. Search the deep things of our hearts, Father God, and anything that's not like you, Father God, remove it, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Let us fall on our faces and cry, what must we do to be saved in the name of Jesus, Father God? Father God, we thank you on today, Father God. We dispatch your angels of protection, your ministering angels around each and every one of us, everybody that's listening on this line, Father God. Father God, we come again. Every unclean and every foul spirit that tells us that we're not loved by God, that tells us that God don't hear us, that tells us that our prayer is not going to be answered, we come against those spirits, Father God, and we loose your word, Father God. We know that your word is a contract between us, the spirit, and you, Father God. Father God, and you are moving heaven and earth before you breach your own contract. So, Father God, we stand on your word today. Father God, and we believe that you will never leave us nor forsake us. And we know that you said in your word, they that call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Father God, let us know that all we got to do is say Jesus. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. All we got to do is call on the mighty name of Jesus. That's power, wonder-working power. Amen. Hallelujah. In the precious blood of the Lamb. Praise God. Amen. We want to invite you, amen, to join us again. Praise God. Amen. I'm going to be on, praise God, and Pastor Isaac will be on, amen, as much as he can. Praise God. We'll be here Friday, praise God, to wrap up the week. Amen. So we invite you. We invite you to join us again. You can share the number with people. The number is 347-826-9424. They can call into the live show. Praise God. I'll be sending out a flyer with a definite time. Amen. Also, if you want to fellowship with us, praise God. Amen. Services, well, if you're in Houston, Texas, amen. Services are at, I think it's 8389. Am I saying it right?
Yes. 8389 Almeda Road. H2. Mm-hmm. And that's Houston, Texas. 77054.
We welcome you. It's at 4 p.m. We welcome you. Praise God. Amen. Looking for a church home. Praise God. Amen. That is teaching the word of God. Amen. It's the ways of sin and death. But the gift of God is eternal life. We love you. I want you to remember that without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares. We'll talk to you on tomorrow. God bless.